Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back for a short and sweet iteration of Whiskey and Wisdom. This week is just your boy, Tyler and Chris. We are sipping on Jameson Black Barrel.
Thank you to Tim Howard, who came on a couple weeks ago. He brought this in for us during our 75 Hard program, and we could not drink it at the time. So it has been sitting in our studio patiently waiting for us to sip on it. And we thought now was the better time than any to bring it on, because we also wanted to give a shout out to Tim's book that was just released, The Mirror, as well. So check that out on Amazon and definitely support him. And thank you for the bottle of whiskey.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, this one, if you guys didn't hear, Jameson Black Barrel, it's triple distilled Irish whiskey. So totally different flavor profile than your traditional JMO. So this is one that you would sip on. That thing got some legs.
Yeah.
Tyler's over here swirling around. I'm like, yeah, that got some legs. But this is not one that I would mix with a Jameson and ginger. Potentially. We'll find out in like 42 seconds. Okay, less than that. So yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, much better than a typical Jameson and ginger that you would get.
Yeah, oh, for sure. This one is, we're drinking this one neat, straight. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Both.
Yeah. For those who don't know, I know shit about whiskey.
We're learning on this journey together. Yeah.
We were just talking about that the other day. I was like, man, I just started drinking whiskey, and I remember the only thing I had was Jameson. Mm-hmm. And then I was at a training, and they were like, oh, we'll buy you something. I was like, can I get a Macallan 12? I was like, I don't even know what I'm ordering. I just know.
It's shot in the dark. Yeah. I hope this is good.
I loved it.
Yeah, my version of high-end whiskey just a couple of years ago was Woodford. So it's like, all right, I'm getting spoiled now.
Woodford is a pretty good whiskey.
I mean, it is very good, especially if we're a daily drinker. It's a very good, smooth whiskey that you just kind of sip on. Or I don't feel bad if I decide to put a little bit of ginger in there, ginger beer.
See, but it's been my staple because we had it in the whatever the fancy-looking bottle is called. I just poured it out and put it in a fancy bottle my wife got me for my wedding.
Like a decanter?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
And it's been sitting there since I got it for our anniversary. It's like, I should probably drink this. And I've been using it for old fashions ever since I got cold.
That's one of my favorite old fashions. That and Bullet Bourbon are my two old fashioned go-tos.
See, Bullet is just so spicy.
That's why I like it, because I like those ryes.
See, wait, Bullet's a rye? Or are you just like the spice that you normally get in a rye?
So both. So Bullet can be a rye. It has different ones. Yeah, I like the Bullet rye. If you see a fun fact, if you see a green label, more often than not, it's going to be a rye.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
Understandable. So since I've been gone for a minute, kind of, not really.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
A whole week.
I had my friends getting engaged.
Very exciting.
Drank at every meal possible and had some amazing bagels.
Yeah, New York City.
Yes. We went to the Liberty Bagel. Have you been there?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're known for their rainbow bagels. I still don't know what the difference in taste was, but yeah, they had rainbow bagels, so much different flavored schmear.
Yeah, that's for certain.
For normal people, it's just fancy cream cheese. And then they had one that legitimately I had to get, because I'm from the South. It was a fried chicken cutlet with bacon and lettuce and tomato, and this thing was so big, like it was like eating a burger.
That does sound good. It almost makes me want to, you said smear, it makes me want to go back to NCW to Einstein's, because they do have a pretty decent selection.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so annoying because like it's on campus, so I don't go.
I know, yeah. I feel like I have to wear a backpack.
I mean, I carry one anyways. Someone's releasing a new backpack, which I hope to see under the Christmas tree.
Same here, Jennifer.
I mean, technically, you could buy her one.
I mean, steal it like she does all my gifts?
No, if we all of us go to get one, then potentially we could have four, or we could have at least two. Fair. We can't give shout outs for the brand because they're not a sponsor, and I don't want you guys taking the one I want.
If you know, you know. And since we're already a few minutes into this, we actually have important news, which is why we're doing this podcast the way that we're doing. So first of all, today, if you are listening to this on the release date, which I highly recommend you do even when we're not giving stuff away, we are giving away, along with Kill Me Crazy, there is free coffee today, no matter what it is, at Kill Me Crazy. I originally went to Kill Me Crazy and said, hey, you're doing drip coffee. Let's do some drip coffee for free. And they said, why stop at drip coffee? Let's do absolutely anything that they want with any kind of coffee or espresso in it. It's going to be free. So if you want a cappuccino, if you want a latte, if you want drip coffee, no matter what you want at Kill Me Crazy on November 16th is going to be free for you.
If you follow the podcast.
If you follow the podcast.
But how do they know if they follow the podcast? Do they just have, like, show them their Instagram or say, like, Whiskey and Wisdom sent me?
Yeah, say Whiskey and Wisdom sent you. Show them that you follow us, preferably on Spotify or Instagram. Apple Podcast or Instagram.
I mean, I'd prefer if you followed us on all of them.
Yeah, if you do all of them, that would make us feel extra special inside. But in that order, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Instagram.
I mean, I personally don't like Apple Podcasts because I'm an Android person.
Yeah, I prefer if it's all on Spotify. That would help us a lot because Spotify is being difficult with us right now. So if you could help us on that end, that would be fantastic.
Yes, it helps us with sponsorships in the future.
It does, which we'll eventually start looking at in 2023. So if you know someone who's also interested in sponsoring Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, or if you're interested in sponsoring Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, we can have that conversation soon. But that's not where our giveaways stop, though, is it, Chris?
What? Are you serious?
That's 100% serious. We're going to take 1 week off, not from the podcast, but from giveaways for Thanksgiving.
Because we want to be thankful. And I'm probably going to get drunk as fuck because it's my birthday.
So make sure you reach out on Wednesday after this podcast.
The 23rd.
On the 23rd. And tell Chris, happy birthday. And that's the way he's going to know that you listen to the podcast.
Yes. And you can Venmo me and buy me a shot.
That too. But after Chris's birthday podcast, we are going to do another giveaway on the 30th. With Howlerhead, which we are still Howlerhead ambassadors, which you know if you follow our Instagram, because I do silly, weird cocktails with Howlerhead.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes they make sense, sometimes they don't. But the one thing that you will always find if you make the cocktails that I make with Howlerhead is no matter how disgusting you think it will taste, it actually tastes very good.
I mean, it's because they use plantains, not just straight bananas. They actually have a nice flavor to it. I mean, like I said before, it tastes great during the summertime and warm months, but it also tastes really good mixed into something in the wintertime.
So we did make our version of a Howlerhead Shandy Bomb, and that was actually really good. So I didn't use a Heffenweizen beer. I was educated from our friends at Flying Machine on what type of beer that I used. So go back to our Instagram and look at that. But you're supposed to use a Heffenweizen. I used the Fest beer that they had, but I mixed it with Howlerhead. And I thought a beer and Howlerhead would be nasty, but it's actually my go-to cocktail with Howlerhead now. It's incredible. So definitely do that. That's the 30th. On December 7th, we're doing another giveaway. And that is going to be from Walton's Distillery in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay, let's be real. We say Jacksonville, North Carolina, but saying Jacksonville is like saying you live in Wilmington, North Carolina, because technically is in the like outskirts. Like when I say I live in Wilmington, but I actually live in the borderlands of like Porter's Neck and Castle Hayne, it feels like that. But it is an amazing distillery.
It was very cool going out there because they keep it to the roots, and that's for sure.
1,000%.
Yeah, they keep it as close to authentic, what's it called, like bootlegger days.
Yes. So like they have their, we'll talk about this more so on the episode when we release this one or release the Waltons. But it was so cool because they talked about where they got the recipe and Mr. Walton, who gave it to him, and how he worked with them and helped them establish this. And old man was a straight bootlegger.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think.
And mostly known for their moonshine, but they started aging some whiskey out there in the barrels, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely similar to End of Days, where they did a few iterations with like the oak chips.
Right.
And they're now getting to the point where they've had some that's actually aged in barrels. And it's really cool. I mean, they're aging some other things besides whiskey. Yeah. So check
them
out.
And now you'll have a chance to win a bottle yourself too.
What?
And then after our Walton's Distillery giveaway, we are still working with Bones Coffee out there, the veteran-owned coffee company with all of the crazy flavors. And you're not only going to get coffee with this one, but also, if you remember, we had on Emily Tippett, who does pottery. You'll also get some mugs to put that coffee into.
Yes, and because it is the holiday season, you'll be getting the the much sought after Christmas stencil mugs.
Ooh.
Because I pestered the mess out of her. I was like, hey, can I get some of these? So yeah, definitely check her out. I love her pottery. I mean, you can definitely tell she puts her heart and soul in it. Definitely go back and listen to that episode. It was just fun. Even if she wasn't a friend, I think it was a fun episode.
Oh yeah. And Jennifer loves getting something every single time she sees her out and about as well too.
Yes. And part of the reason why we're going to be in that one is because she will also be in one of those, are they festivals? What are those things called? The weekend showcases.
Oh, yeah.
We don't go to them. Well, I don't go to them because I work every weekend and Tyler doesn't because he has kids and they keep him stacked. So definitely check her out. She will be at, I want to say one every week, if not every other week for the month of December.
That's right. Yeah.
So check out her post. You will see the Christmas tree one that I'm talking about. It was between that and the wave. And I chose the Christmas tree.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's the season.
Yes. I didn't know Bones was veteran owned.
It is. Yeah.
See, we like to support veterans.
We do. Yeah. And especially when they're doing something cool and different out there in the world.
Yeah. If you want to support this veteran, you know, follow the podcast. Plug it.
Again. And right before Christmas, we are going to have one last giveaway, and that is going to be our End of Days giveaway. And they came out with a rye not too long ago. You can no longer find it out on the shelves, but we got an extra one just for this giveaway. So you will be one of the very last people to have a bottle of the End of Days rye. So one, if you didn't have a chance to get it and you want it, here is your chance. Or if you did get it and you didn't want to drink it because you wanted to save the bottle, now you can drink it so you can have this bottle.
Yes. It was just hilarious because Halloween, we were walking in our neighborhood and one of the guys, because we live in one of those real fun neighborhoods where people are like, hey, do you want candy or whiskey? And
what?
Yeah. Well, technically it was whiskey or vodka. I literally just walked up. I got off work, rolled home, and Emily's like, hey, check this out. They were like, hey, you gonna trick or treat? Get one of the shots. Pick one. So I tried the rye. It's actually way better than I expected because I didn't know they were aging rye in the first place.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I talked to you about this or if it was someone else, but I don't usually recommend mixing your whiskeys with things, but sometimes I enjoy mixing it with ginger ale or ginger beer just for the extra. Sometimes it's not as often as it used to be.
Oh, okay.
So we'll keep it at that. But the ginger beer and the End of Days rye is now my new go-to for the ginger beer. Huh. It is incredible. The spices go together just perfectly.
So which ginger beer do you use?
Whichever the popular one is at Harris Teeter in the
I don't know if you section. Were using the same one from the podcast a couple weeks back.
No.
Okay. That one was just hard to get.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
Whatever that soda water is on our stand over there, it's that in the ginger beer form.
The Fever Tree.
Yep, Fever Tree.
Yeah, I personally am not going to lie. Emily does all the shopping. And that's also because I work on the weekend. So she picks up that stuff. But yeah, Fever Tree makes a bunch of stuff. I think we have their simple syrup at the house to make old fashions.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
And then I found out that I could just make my own simple syrup. And I'm afraid to try it, but I will do it.
It's not that hard. Mm. We learned about it. Half part sugar of your choosing, half part water.
Equal parts. You can't say half part. So that, I mean, equal parts.
When there's two ingredients.
I'm just saying. I mean, technically, half part is like, wait, what's okay. A full part?
Okay, fair. Fair,
see,
fair.
Got him. I'm here to just make sure we totally fuck shit up. But yes, we're doing the end of day rye because I was going through and I said, can I please get an extra bottle? I was hoping to write it off on my taxes, but I don't think my accountant will let me do that.
Possibly.
Depends on the accountant.
We'll talk about that later. I need to talk to more accountants because of my job.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to consider myself a jack of all trades, a master of none.
I do too, but since I've gotten to the financial world, I've had to be a master of it. Or you don't last narrow down. Long. Yeah.
No, it's hilarious. And like stemming off that in the store, everyone's like, oh, that person's looking at watches. Chris, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all should know how to sell a watch.
True.
90% of you have done your training. You should know how to properly sell a watch. But if you're just going to say, hey, this is a pretty watch. Here's Chris. Tough break. I'm taking a wholesale. Don't worry.
Yeah, you got to do something about it. The other thing, too, is you can't really BS your way through selling a watch because it's very technical.
I do it all the time.
You know a lot more about watches than you care to explain.
No, there's a level, though, because it's just like with everything. Like, there are some people who are just watch-focused. Like, they're 100% into horology, mm-hmm. and they just watch videos, and they're like, oh, well, does this have this movement that has... I'm like, bro, really? You realize that, unlike you, I don't have to know 100% about, say... brand B. I have to know about A through S in these brands. Like, come on, man. I can't memorize. I know what the movement does. I don't know the movement numbers.
Right. Yeah. The actual specs to where it was made and how it was made. And
But I also have to know all the stuff that goes into all of our jewelry brands, as well as the diamonds that I'm trying to sell your wife.
Yeah.
Which is really hilarious because talking about watches and diamonds. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the 16th, the 17th, we're doing a watch and whiskey event hosted at Reed Schuller's in Mayfair.
That's right. So the day after you get your free coffee at Kale Me Crazy, go to the other side of Mayfair, and you get to try all of the, did you say North Carolina whiskeys? Yeah, or?
I handpicked different North Carolina whiskeys because I'm trying to support local. And so.
And also Reed's is a North Carolina company.
Yeah.
Wilmington company.
Yeah. I mean, the family, most, if not almost all of the family still lives here in Wilmington or has come back here.
Yeah.
So I like to keep it North Carolina centered. So our event, which will hopefully become a annual thing, will each year will showcase a different whiskey from North Carolina. This time we're focusing on Weldon Mills.
Nice.
Which unfortunately was a whiskey we forgot on our countdown list. We did that a while ago. Like, we remembered it, and it tasted really good, but we couldn't remember the names because we're...
Yep. Too many.
Yes. And then also, the secondary feature is Southern Star.
Good choice.
You know, after trying that with the boys a couple weeks back, I picked up a few bottles of the Southern Star Paragon. Mm. I got similar series. I'm pretty sure it's not from the same barrel that they have at Rebellion and the Downtown Brown collaboration, but I got a bottle of that and a few other iterations from Southern Star, so we can check that out.
Sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
But yeah, we're just trying to, like we say, support family. As I call it family because our living in the Whiskey and Wisdom ecosystem, everyone's family once you've been on the podcast.
It's amazing the connections that we've made in here and then the lasting connections too.
Yes.
Like the people that you think are just going to come on and you never talk to them again, you end up talking to them all the time. It's pretty cool. And then you have other people that reach back out and they're like, hey, I had such a great time. When's the next time I'm coming back on? So it's very humbling.
Which is why Palmer's been on at least 3 times.
Yeah.
And Catherine twice.
Catherine's been on twice. Thaddeus has been on twice.
Yes. And the wives still beat my brow every time because, like, when are we getting on?
I know. I talk about it every time, too, but it's hard to get a teacher, someone in retail, myself, and then my wife who's watching the kids all on the same schedule. Yes. So for everyone else who's wondering, because I get that question a lot, if you can figure out all 4 of our schedules.
I mean, if someone wants to babysit.
Yeah, that would be the biggest thing. So if you want to babysit, reach on out.
Yeah. I mean, we're totally looking for a babysitter. I need at least 2.5 hours of time because we need to record and also get another drink.
That's true.
So, yeah.
And if you've ever recorded with us, you know it takes about a half hour before we start recording and a half hour after record. So that's 2 hours just there.
I mean, technically, we could do it Sunday.
It would still take dishes long.
Yeah, I know. And then I couldn't eat brunch. And I love brunch. So, yes, I would suggest, if you're hearing this episode, definitely check out Kill Me Crazy. Get you that free coffee. But also leave. This is how I know you listen to the podcast. Leave your best suggestion for something to eat at brunch.
Yeah.
Because I typically get the same thing, but I'm like, what is there? Like, what do you get at brunch?
I change it every single time depending on where I go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's not a one size fits all for me.
So, you know, so this is how I judge a restaurant. I go and I get the biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you fuck up your biscuit, I'm done. And if they don't have biscuits and gravy, I try chicken and waffles. Yes, I am a Southern black man, so I have to try chicken and waffles almost everywhere. And that's how I get you. I'm like, I got to try both of those or one of them. And then if that's good, then I'll try something else on the menu.
You just maybe really want vicious biscuit tomorrow.
Facts.
So that's going to happen.
See, that's what I'm here for. We will have somebody from Vicious Biscuit on the podcast within the next 6 months. So, so keep an eye out. I love that place.
So good.
So, so good.
And 75 Hard put a big pause on that for a while. But they did have that one bowl that was pretty incredible. That true. Was 75 Hard approved.
So... And we'll eventually have an episode depicting 75 Hard and just going over that, you know, after we have time to reminisce and think about it and debate whether or not I want to do it again. So we'll check that out.
Sounds good. Well, we want to make this short and sweet episode. Thank you for listening. We wanted to let you know about all of the giveaways, most importantly. So again, just to recap, free coffee is today at Kill Me Crazy in Mayfair Town Center.
Which is on the Harris Teeter side and Dick's Sporting Goods.
That is correct. So if you're going up like the main entrance, you're going to go past brunches and keep on going to Kill Me Crazy. It'll be on your left. And if you're there and send me a text, because I'll walk out of my office and I'll come say hi. And then we are not going to do any giveaway for Thanksgiving.
Because we're being thankful.
Because we're being thankful what we have.
So people don't think we're stooges.
Exactly.
We just want to we're thankful for all of you listeners, and we want to just spend the time and the money on buying Chris birthday shots.
Yes. Most importantly, that's why we're not doing a giveaway, is so you can remember to give messages to Chris to make him feel special on his birthday and say happy birthday. But after that, we're going back and giving a bottle of Howlerhead away. Still Howlerhead ambassadors, which is why you get all the fun, crazy cocktails. I highly suggest trying them out too.
What?
Then after Howlerhead, we go to Walton's Distillery, which is up there in the outskirts of Jacksonville, North Carolina. I also suggest, even if you don't win, to go up there and go give it a try and check it out. Yes. They do tours.
Yeah.
Very often. So find their tour schedule for the season. Mm-hmm. And they also do free tastings afterwards.
But they also have moonshine. They yes. have an apple pie moonshine,
which is what I bought. Oh, I can't. I have that apple pie moonshine for Thanksgiving. Thank you for reminding me. I am so excited for it.
It's so good for the holiday season.
Yes, it's perfect. So definitely try them out. If you're going up around the holiday season, get the apple pie moonshine. Mm-hmm. But then after that, we are going to the Bones Coffee giveaway with the mugs from Emily Tippett. Mm-hmm. So you have something to put your coffee in. And our final giveaway is going to be the End of Days Rye, because there's none out there that you can get anymore. This is one of the last bottles that you're going to get unsealed. So enjoy that and make sure you enter. Most importantly, follow the show, rate the show, review the show.
Yes. I mean, we would love for you guys to share it. I mean, if you found some wisdom or you found just some fun listening to the podcast, you know, support us by throwing it up on your socials or just telling somebody, you know, to listen to us.
And maybe we'll give you a extra entry in the giveaways if on this episode you comment what your favorite episode is.
And by maybe we mean yes.
Yes.
We'll definitely give you an extra entry in the final giveaway for the rye.
That's right.
Cool. So thank you guys for listening to this, like I said, short and sweet episode of Whiskey and Wisdom. If you do want to save money buying Christmas presents for those who like coffee, hit up Bones Coffee. Use code Wisdom. If you don't know how to spell Wisdom, it's WISDOM. I mean, there's weird ways to spell everything nowadays.
True.
So yeah, support us. We love you guys.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Cheers.